Welcome to Factory Steel Overstock, True Broker Page. Here we'll discuss the difference between a commissioned salesman versus an independent broker. There's a big difference between a typical commissioned salesman and an independent broker. Many in the market for steel buildings think the terms are synonymous, but they're not. Salesmen primarily earn their income based on a percentage of profit added to the base cost. Therefore, there's an incentive to acquire the highest possible profit. In some cases, this dynamic seems to fuel an adversarial relationship between the commissioned salesperson and the customer. The seller wants the highest possible price, while the customer wants the lowest price. Consequently, it's a challenge for both parties to be equally satisfied with the outcome. Not to mention, when negotiations are required, the salesperson usually must get permission from a superior to adjust any significant terms or pricing rates. In fact, a salesman may or may not have significant experience or specialized knowledge in their particular field of employment. On the contrary, independent brokers comparatively have extensive experience in their field. After moving up the corporate ladder or mastering the details of their product or service, many individuals feel restrained by the corporate structure and conclude they can better serve clients as independent brokers. Contrary to the financial dynamics between the commission salesman and customers, most brokers solidify a predetermined income agreement with their clients. In like manner, often broker and client decide on a purchase price up front, so there is clear understanding of the desired outcome. These pre-arrangements allow the broker to focus all of his or her attention towards accomplishing the goal of saving the customer money instead of acquiring more income for themselves. The key is to locate an independent broker that has either a minimum or no upfront cost and or a willingness to guarantee your satisfaction. In conclusion, the majority of I-beam steel buildings sold throughout the U.S. initiate from only two large corporations. Their steel buildings are primarily sold by resellers. Therefore, even if a consumer gets 100 bids, they'll probably still be reviewing the same building materials simply sold through a different reseller. With the confusion of steel building materials, codes, plans, and the hurried jargon-filled nature of traditional sales, it may be best to use a source that equally wins when you win. The concept of utilizing a broker is quite simple. Unless you have specialized knowledge, expertise, and buying leverage, it may not be wise to go up against an experienced commissioned steel building salesman or institution alone. Many find it wise choosing a company that can offer the product or service at wholesale and their payment amount is predetermined or the customer selects their profit amount at the time of sale, which is exactly what you'll find at Factory Steel Overstock.